Oakland.
It is 7 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour.
Down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Curry dribbles, waits, shoots a contested shot. It's up and good at the buzzer!
Despite the team's overwhelming success, serious allegations being leveled tonight against that proposed arena for the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco. But as KGO 810 Scott Letiri reports, the city may actually be responsible for the work at the center of these allegations.
The main selling point of construction for the state-of-the-art arena was that no public money is involved. However,
we believe that the records are going to show that the Warriors owners are going to be the beneficiary of maybe more than $1 billion worth of traffic and other improvements at the taxpayer expense.
Sam Singer is the spokesman for the Mission Bay Alliance, a group that is trying to stop construction, saying it will disrupt activities at UCSF medical facilities in Mission Bay. However, Mayor Ed Lee, the Board of Supervisors, have signed off on the deal that awaits environmental review.
Last year, opponents forced the Warriors to scrap previous plans to build an arena along the waterfront near the Bay Bridge. And now to the NFL owners meeting in San Francisco, where Commissioner Roger Goodell today said he isn't convinced there are going to be teams in the Los Angeles market anytime soon. Progress is being made on stadiums in Carson and Inglewood, and the Raiders are among the teams rumored to be interested in relocating to Southern California. And Goodell says he hasn't heard any positive news about a new stadium in Oakland.
This is something that the Raiders have been working on a stadium for years. This is something that's been very publicly debated. So we do need to have a proposal from the people here about how they're going to be able to keep the Raiders here in Oakland.
The Raiders and the San Diego Chargers have hired former 49ers president Carmen Policy to look into a potential move. Goodell says he hasn't reviewed the latest proposal from San Diego and hasn't heard directly from the Raiders.
If an earthquake happens tomorrow, these rods are capable of carrying it. We just proved it.
Engineers on the new eastern span of the Bay Bridge are praising the integrity of the span tonight. One of the steel rods that anchors the tower section fractured after being exposed to water. But as KGO's Kim McAllister reports, there's no evidence of widespread failure.
The tower anchor rod that appeared to have failed was pulled from the sleeve that held it and laid before the media, Chief Bridge Engineer Brian Maroney.
Over 400 are looking great, but one of them, that one that looks short, sure enough, you know, it when we pulled it, its behavior was unusual. And sure enough, we found something that is unacceptable. See stripping, and we see a fracture surface in the end.
This makes three of 424 anchor rods that have been removed overall. One just for testing, two, including the one pulled yesterday, for issues.
So in this one rod, we're going to up the sophistication of the testing to find out what went on here.
Rod testing could take weeks. Bridge engineers also trying to figure out where the water is coming from. Is it salt water or possibly rain? New information tonight about the items U.S. Special Forces seized the day they killed al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. It is a treasure trove of information, we're told. But as correspondent Tom Foreman reports, bin Laden wanted nothing to do with U.S. drones.
Bin Laden clearly feared the power of American drones, warning his commanders to change locations only under cloudy skies to avoid detection. And he cautioned, "We should be careful not to send big secrets by email, because the enemy can easily monitor it. Computer science is not our science."
And now a spoiler alert.
David Letterman!
After 33 years in late-night television, first on NBC and then CBS, David Letterman said goodbye tonight. In fact, the final taping is already in the books. We know who the big guests are. And this woman was lucky enough to be among the faces in the crowd.
You had everybody from Tina Fey, Steve Martin, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Bill Murray again, Jim Carrey, Jerry Seinfeld. It was awesome.
I'll bet it was. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:04.
What's keeping you from getting a great night's sleep? Mancini Sleep World will have you resting easy in no time during our largest mattress sale ever. Right now, save $1,000 on a Serta Luxury Resort mattress set or upgrade to adjustable comfort for only $699. With no interest for up to 48 months, the savings really add up. Our family started Mancini Sleep World in 1969, and we're committed to providing you great value and a healthy night's sleep. Hurry into one of our 32 stores for this limited offer. Mancini Sleep World, visit sleepworld.com.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can, with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now for Traffic on the Fives, and we welcome Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. Along the peninsula, South Bay, well, you've got Lana Del Rey playing tonight at the Shoreline Amphitheater. In just about 25 minutes, the concert kicks off. Concert traffic has things crawling on southbound 101 from Rangsdorf Avenue back to Marsh Road and North Fair Oaks. But honestly, adding to the jam up is a 3-vehicle accident at University Avenue in Palo Alto. Also, concert traffic on 237 westbound is excessive. Traffic crawling from just after the Nimitz to northbound 101, and northbound 101 jammed from 237 up to 85. Now on Walnut Hill, 680 northbound at Monument Boulevard, an overturned vehicle there blocking lanes 1 through 3. Jam ups fairly extensive. You're barely moving back to Stone Valley Road on Alamo. 24 eastbound also affected, and inching along from 680 back to Pleasant Hill Road. Beach Blanket Babylon is the perfect night out with friends, filled with spoofs of your favorite pop culture characters, big hats, big hair, and big laughs. It's the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. For tickets, visit beachblanketbabylon.com today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, you can expect some drizzle, maybe even rain during your morning commute. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Mainly around the peninsula in the South Bay, but can't rule it out elsewhere. For the afternoon, partly to mostly cloudy, upper 50s to the low 70s, so staying well below average for this time of year. We'll get another round of drizzle in for your Friday morning, and then just in time for all those weekend plans, we'll bump up those temperatures. Upper 50s to mid 70s.
Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got scattered clouds and 60 degrees in Oakland, 62 in San Jose, 58 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell him to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it! It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go!
This narcissist, she's a thief.
This narcissist backing up traffic. Well, it seems to me a lot of people want to see Courtney.
Courtney's opening for Lana Del Rey. Do not miss her. I hope you're not backed up in traffic. She is amazing.
Well, I think it is quite a traffic jam.
Do you know, I got to see Courtney Love. God, what was it? 2 years ago now, maybe? The Independent. Teeny place. So not the Shoreline. It's one of the best shows. There were so many, like, drag queens there dressed as her. And oh, it was just so great. It was so great.
Oh, I didn't know they were down with her.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. But, that's great.
Loving the love.
Well, you got to love Courtney. I mean, she's got the tude.
Oh, she so does. I mean, there's a lot of haters. I had a hard time finding somebody that wanted to go to the show with me. But I'm like, look, it's either going to be epically awful or epically brilliant, because she can be such a hot mess sometimes. And it was brilliant.
That's awesome.
I'm not a hater when it comes to Courtney. No way.
Okay, well, today is Wednesday. We're almost there towards the holiday weekend. We're crawling forward.
Some of us are closer than others.
Yes, Maureen.
The office is here closed at 2 or 3, I think.
All right, on. Maureen's going to be hanging out with you on Friday night.
Yep.
And then Memorial Day, we'll be having Memorial
Day. We are
cooking
up some witchy woman madness.
I can just imagine. then we have 32 more days until Father's Day, 45 more days until Independence Day, and that holiday on the way.
Are you counting down to my birthday? Isn't it about time to be putting that on there?
I don't know when that is, but I guess I better put that up there.
Let's see. If it's 45 till 4th of July, then it's about another 36 days after that.
Okay.
You will be hearing it about
I'll take
it.
Note on that. Of that. So, we were just talking. I was talking with Sherry and Brett about the whole man buns thing. Yeah. And the fact that I didn't know what a man bun was until you pointed it out this
afternoon. Well, you thought it was something else and that it came in a set, a pair.
No, not really. But I knew it was a hipster thing. And then I saw them and I'm thinking, oh, okay, now I get the man bun thing. Now, I don't think I couldn't do it anyway. I have short hair.
Do we need to explain it for any of the listeners? Since you maybe. Didn't know?
Hipsters have been doing the beard thing for a while now, and some of them have been, are evolving now into the man buns of the hair, which is...
Well, it would be just like Carrie in Sex and the City, a bun on top of your head. You have long hair, you can put it in a bun on top of your head.
Right.
And then the one that I really hate, though, is the... gosh, does anybody here wear it? I don't want to offend anybody, but... the one where the sides are shaved and then there's still enough hair on top for a bun. Oh, God, kill me now. It looks like a sumo wrestler or something.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Chicks don't dig it.
Oh, you're kidding.
Beards are still doing okay. The majority of women like them, but it's close. 52% say the beard is good. 48% say it's not. Who did we just see? Herschel, who pitches for the Astros, taking on the A's right now. By the way, the A's are losing 6-1. But Herschel, the pitcher, he's got quite the beard.
Yeah, it looks
and
like
he's into that stroking thing, too. That
gets
a little
why
weird.
It gets that shape?
Well, it's super long. He looks like he could play with ZZ Top if the Houston
actually,
Astros
doesn't
thing
look
doesn't
as,
work out. You know?
It doesn't look as soft as ZZ Top's. It looks like it could poke your eye out if you, came at him the wrong way.
They also like the beard thing way more than mustaches. The mustache. Only 2%. This is funny. You would think this would come back around from the 70s, but apparently not. Only 2% prefer a mustache to beard stubble or no facial hair at all. So, no mustaches. I don't see many guys sporting a stash anyway.
Not solo. I mean, it always goes with some other beardy thing.
Man buns are not doing so well. Only 37% of the women say they're okay. The other 63% either don't like them or outright hate them.
I can't believe they found 37% of women that do like it, all right.
And 2/3 of the women who say they wouldn't date a guy with a man bun, the three words that first pop into their mind when they see someone with are feminine, trendy, and weird. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And now you have it. And so
I mean,
the man bun.
Like when I saw it, like in a yoga class or whatever, you're like, oh, okay.
Well, you're just doing yoga, yeah.
You're just like a chick and you're getting your long hair out of your way. But now it seems like you see it at the museum or the restaurant and you're like, bah. No.
Okay, well, it's all about Dave. So we put together a montage of Dave's last show, which is tonight. And this is a montage of people thanking David Letterman.
We've grown up with you. The country, it has meant so much, and you're part of all of us. And so,
well, thank
for you,
you
to
thank you very much.
But you've given us a great gift, and we love you.
I say in truth, I love you.
David Letterman, I love you. And I thank you for all of the joy
Julia
and the
Roberts.
Laughs and the intelligence you have brought to us for 33 years.
I want to give you the dress.
Nothing you can say but you can't be done.
God bless you, my dear.
Nothing you can say but you can learn how to play the game.
Adam Sandler.
You were always our hero, and that's it.
All you need is love.
Believe me, you're going to have nothing to do pretty soon.
All you need is love.
My life changed right there, my family's life.
Mark Ruffalo.
Ray Romano.
Oh.
Love is all you need.
When I heard you announce that you were retiring, I really thought he's joking. He's got to be joking.
Steve Martin.
And then I remembered, wait, you're not funny.
For me, on May 20th, that is the day the comedy dies.
Mike
right
Myers.
Here. Yes.
That sounded like Romano.
As far as I'm concerned.
Okay. All you need is love.
You've been great. The network has been great. But I'm retiring.
All you need is love.
Always entertaining, Mike Myers. Right. Mike, come on.
I just want to say thank you. What an amazing beacon of light. What an amazing American icon you are.
Oh.
And just, just seriously.
Well done. I think we mixed three Romano in there twice. All right. Bye, Dave. We're going to miss you. And, of course, the homage continues all night long. We're going to get to our first topic of the night. And that is motorcycle sales up. And so is something else
bad. What does
that mean? Yeah, well, there's always something with something else. That's coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. First, let's check in with Lee Graham and the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers at NorCalHondaDealers.com. For those of you trying to get to Walnut Creek on 680 northbound from, say, Dublin or San Ramon, you have got about a two-hour wait. Ahead of you, there is a serious solo vehicle accident at Monument Boulevard. The vehicle flipped over, and the left lanes are blocked up. Traffic's barely moving now back to Diablo Road in Danville on 680 northbound. Jam-ups on 24 eastbound resulting from this are getting worse. You're now inching along back to Happy Valley Road. Now, in the South Bay, Lana Del Rey, Courtney Love playing the Shoreline Amphitheater tonight. We've got, 15 minutes before the show kicks off, and you've still got extensive slowdowns through there. Southbound 101, jammed still from Rangsdorf Avenue back to Marsh Road in North Fair Oaks. And I'll tell you again, part of the problem there is a three-vehicle accident at University Avenue in Palo Alto. 237 westbound is getting better, but not a whole lot. You're jammed up right now from about North 1st Street to 101, and northbound 101 from 237 up to North Shoreline Boulevard. Your Northern California Honda dealers' race to save is on. Race in today for supercharged deals on every Honda model, including incredible financing and lease offers on new Civics, Accords, and CRVs. For details, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that's remained the same is Greg O'Donnell of the O'Donnell Financial Group. And right now, O'Donnell Financial Group is offering its Family Plus loan with an interest rate of 3.875%. That's right, 3.875%. And if you happen to have a loan less or greater than $625,500, then Greg has the loan for you. Greg is the guy to talk to. So call him right now and get that super low rate at O'Donnell Financial. They provide custom financial offerings designed to meet your specific needs. They make the loan process easy and can fund your loan in a matter of weeks. Call them now at 866-496-2300. Call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'Donnellfinancialgroup.com. Licensed by the Cal BRE number 01198426. APR 3.875%. Not all applicants will qualify. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's a different kind of danger, and my feet are spinning around. Never knew I was a dancer till Delilah showed me how.
It's Florence and the Machine.
Florence.
Florence and the Machine. And
did that drop yesterday? She has a great new record. I've only heard two of those songs.
That's it.
Oh, wow.
Well, speaking of machines, we're going to talk about machines, a lot of machines coming up here. We're going to discuss road rage with Dr. Leon James from the University of Hawaii. Actually, the psychology and biology behind it. Now, you would think, wow, psychology and biology? Actually, there is something to that. But we have an interesting story with John Lobertini from the KGO Newsroom to talk about motorcycles. And here in the Bay Area, the fact sales are up, and so are the problems.
Well, yeah, nationally, motorcycle sales up almost 9% in the first quarter of 2015. That's certainly one way to beat the high cost of gasoline. We saw that a couple of years ago when prices started to spike again. But people are still dying in motorcycle accidents at an alarming rate, and our Paul Rogers did this story today.
Motorcycle deaths are twice what they were in 1997. That's according to a new report from the Governor's Highway Safety Association.
We're just really not making the progress we need to be.
GHSA spokeswoman Kara Masick notes automobile deaths are down 25%.
Whereas we're seeing more than a quarter increase in the total number of motorcyclists being killed.
Adding to the death toll, speeding and DUI.
They're more likely to be riding impaired.
The number one safety feature on a bike, it's still a helmet.
Now, to put, you know, he's throwing a lot of numbers at us, but in 2014, there were almost 4,600 motorcycle deaths on roadways across America. To put that in perspective, it is almost double what we saw in the late 1990s.
That's correct. Yes. So it's through the roof. Now, the stubbornly high death rate can be attributed to some of the lax helmet laws. That is not the case in California.
No.
But across the license, I mean, and across the, you know, the land, unlicensed riders, speeding, of course. And what surprised me was the abuse of drugs and alcohol.
Whereas, yeah, I thought that was interesting, too. It would seem that that would become very, very obvious if you were drunk and trying to ride a motorcycle.
Yeah, so the buzzed and drunk driving thing is more significant than people who are driving around in cars.
Yeah, I thought that had decreased for folks driving vehicles.
No.
And that accidents that were blamed on DUIs, again, in cars had
in
decreased.
Cars, yes.
Yeah, I was quite certain of that. Increase
with motorcycles.
Weird.
And it's a scary thing, and I will tell you this. You get a silver star for courage, that's for damn sure, driving around the city. I mean, for instance, driving across the bridge or anywhere at night around the Bay Area, you see these guys cutting in between the lanes.
Right.
And I just think to myself, oh, my God, how many and a lot of motorcyclists will and I always liked cycles when I was younger. I would never have one in a big city, but that's not my business. That's your business. I would say, you know, the scariest thing is I would be afraid of the other drivers because after games, especially
for
our big
sure.
town downtown events, you can see people weaving. Or, you know, sliding left and right in the lanes. And I see these guys just zipping right through, and I'm thinking, this is a disaster waiting to happen.
Well, there are two problems here. It's very easy to lose a motorcycle in a blind spot. And then there's the splitting traffic. You know, these guys go in between the lanes to, you know, get to where they're going. And it is a problem, and so much so that the state legislature considered outlawing that.
Some states have, yes.
And they considered outlawing that. It didn't make it off the Assembly and the Senate floor. But, you know, there are people that are very aware of what's going on. Very aware. And motorcycles, I would argue, are probably more respectful on the roadway than cyclists. But that's another story.
Well, and motorcyclists have very strong feelings about this, that it's the drivers that we need to worry about, and mind your own business if I'm, you know, beating traffic by 30 minutes because you're stuck in a car. 808-0810
exactly.
If you want to weigh in. or quite the opposite. I am deathly afraid. I mean, I'm extra careful changing lanes at night because these guys come up so fast behind you. And I have the, you know, if you're changing lanes advisor in my car,
the little light. Yeah.
So I know if somebody else is in my lane. So, you know, that's a little safety device on new cars. But regardless, you know, these guys come up, and I'm not sure they always set it off.
Well, you know what's interesting is when we leave here at night, I see some of the same motorcyclists on the roadway every night. So we clearly have the same work shifts. But, it's so hard to lose them in a blind spot. And then, at night, compound that with the darkness. And while, the roadways and the highways here in California are fairly well lit, it's not perfect. And you're right. I wouldn't be riding a motorcycle, in a large city like this.
No, I would not either.
The allure, of course, is that traffic's so bad. I mean, get that. Weave in and out and get where you want to go.
Well, and we're getting calls on it. I'm sure that people will say, well, your commute takes 45 minutes or an hour. Mine takes 15 or 20 minutes, and that's the chance that I'm willing to take. And it's not so much me. It's the other people.
And here's a statistic that's easy to follow. Motorcycle deaths accounted for 5% of the vehicle deaths in 1997. In 2013, they represented 14%. So the numbers are clearly going up. Either there are more motorcycles or people are not behaving well, but it's clearly an issue.
Well, it sure is. Okay, do we have – let me see. We're going to take some phone calls on this. But, I certainly understand the – I don't know.
Well,
the desire to have one. I get that part with the traffic.
I'm always struck when I go, absolutely. You'll save money on gas, and then you split the traffic.
You don't have to worry about a traffic jam.
I'm always struck when I go to another state where I see these people on the highway and they aren't wearing helmets. I mean, there are 14.
Well, they feel very strongly about these things.
And they do. Yeah. They really do in some states. I mean, only 19 out of 50 states have helmet laws. So it's clearly a hot-button issue.
Okay, let's go to Tom in San Jose. Tom, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Oops. Hi, good evening. Yes. So I commute from San Jose to San Francisco every day, about 500-600 miles a week. And I'm a car driver. But I do see, and I'm pretty familiar with the laws of motorcycle laws in regards to splitting lanes, is that you're only allowed to split lanes, a motorcyclist is only allowed to split lanes if the speeds of the traffic are going 35 miles or slower. But what I see a lot of motorcycle drivers doing, I never knew that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yes. See, yeah, this is very interesting. And when you're doing 60 or 65 miles an hour on a 280, and there's a motorcycle that's splitting lanes, and they're doing 75 and 80, that's very illegal, and it should be pulled over for that. I have my father-in-law. He's a motorcyclist, and he sees a lot of drivers who do that. Now, I normally drive the Diamond Lane because I have my daughter in the car. And what I normally do is when I do see a motorcycle approaching me, what I will do is I will just kind of just lean, veer over to the left a little bit to give them room to come around, and I'll get the wave. They'll actually acknowledge and they'll give me the wave because I've seen them. I acknowledge it and I'll give them a little bit extra room. But by law in California, they are not supposed to be splitting lanes if you're going above 35 miles an hour. Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. Who do we have here next before we go to the break?
We have Joe in Sebastopol. Joe, straighten us out. That guy said lane splitting was illegal. I don't think that's the case.
As far as, to the best of my knowledge, it's legal. CHP did a study several years back about injuries and accidents on the freeway. Lane-splitting motorcycles were less involved than motorcycles that didn't split lanes. I think the big issue here is experience. I've been riding bikes for 37 years in the street. I lane-split on a very big motorcycle, a Honda Goldwing. And I've never had any troubles the whole time I've been riding, but I see a lot of people, they get a bike, they think they know it all, and too much power, not enough experience.
Yes, thank you very much. That was brought up during our conversation early today. It's the young people or new drivers, doesn't have to be, you could be 50 years old, but getting on these new motorcycles and not realizing the power they have between their legs and the speed and the strength of the machine itself. And not knowing how to use it properly. I think he nailed it. All right, we're going to nail this. We're going to get into the psychology and biology of road rage coming up here next. We have, we're going to go to Hawaii to Dr. Leon James. He has a great story for us. That's on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-708-4757 now to get your free Fortunes in Flipping kit. Call 800-708-4757 in the next 20 minutes, and Nick will also give you free tickets to a live workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-708-4757. That's 800-708-4757, and get your free kit now.
Hello there, I'm Michael at newpain.com. We have a special rebate of $50 on Milgard's Tuscany and Styleline series windows. All Milgard energy-efficient windows have a lifetime warranty to the original owner, which covers parts, labor, and accidental glass breakage. A minimum order of 6 windows or 2 doors is required. These fantastic rebates are valid until May the 31st. If you are building a home north of the bridge or in Sea Ranch, New Pain will give you or your contractor special discounted prices on the Milgard Essence series wood windows. Additional discounts are available to apartment owners. So there you go. Log on to newpain.com. That's newpain.com or call 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263 to get your special pricing on Milgard windows.
What driving behavior burns you the most? The texter, the tailgater, the left lane hog, the crawler? Well, there's a lot more to come. We will review after we're done checking in with John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, we've got breaking news at the bottom of the hour.
The beach was just covered in thick black crude. The rocks were covered. The waves that were coming in were just black oil.
An emergency proclamation tonight from Governor Jerry Brown as crews frantically try to slow the spread of that oil spill off the coast of Santa Barbara. The oil slick in the Pacific Ocean has doubled in size to 9 miles, and officials now say 105 gallons of oil may have poured into those pristine waters. The company responsible, Plains All American out of Houston, Texas, apparently has a spotty track record.
Now, this is the same company that a year ago that a pipe burst in Los Angeles and spewed some anywhere between 10 and 50,000 gallons of crude oil onto the streets of Los Angeles. And according to the U.S. Justice Department and also the EPA, there's probably 10 major problems with spills over the years with Plains All American.
That is correspondent Jim Roop in Santa Barbara. Jim tells us the company claims they checked the pipeline just days ago. Back here in the Bay Area, guilty. That's the verdict in Oakland this afternoon for career criminal Randy Alana, accused of killing his longtime girlfriend. KGO 810's Sherry Brown reports.
Jurors took less than 2 hours to convict the 58-year-old Alana of first-degree murder for killing 50-year-old Sandra Koch. She was a federal public defender investigator and disappeared in August of 2013. She was found dead 5 days later in a remote area near Vacaville. Prosecutors say Alana likely killed Koch because she was ending their 20-year off-and-on relationship and had told him she would no longer support him financially.
And now to motorcycle dangers on the nation's highways. Motorcycle sales up almost 9%, as we just told you, in the first quarter of 2013. That's certainly one way to beat the high cost of gasoline. But people are dying in motorcycle accidents at an alarming rate, double what they were in the late 1990s. KGO 810's Paul Rogers reports.
Motorcycle deaths are twice what they were in 1997. That's according to a new report from the Governor's Highway Safety Association.
We're just really not making the progress we need to be.
GHSA spokeswoman Kara Masick notes automobile deaths are down 25%.
Whereas we're seeing more than a quarter increase in the total number of motorcyclists being killed.
Adding to the death toll, speeding and DUI.
They're more likely to be riding impaired.
The number one safety feature on a bike, it's still a helmet.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:33.
Hello? Hi, is this Amy?
Speaking.
This is Steve from LifeLock, calling about your response to the alert we sent for a credit application at a store in Portland.
Yes, that wasn't me. I'm in Tampa.
I understand.
I'm going to work with you to help you resolve this, okay?
Thanks, Steve. I feel better already.
LifeLock detects threats to your finances, alerts you to danger, and helps restore your identity if anything's found. And with LifeLock Ultimate Plus, you get protection for your bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. Look, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides comprehensive identity theft protection. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 800-305-2203. 800-305-2203. 800-305-2203.
We are coming up on 735 here on KGO. That means it's time to check your Bay Area roadways with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Weatherford BMW. It's still the three same big ones going on. We'll start in Walnut Creek, 680 northbound at Monument Boulevard. They're still trying to take care of an overturned vehicle there that's still blocking the left lanes. Jam-ups now are back to Livorno Road, so it's not as bad. 24 eastbound, a little worse, though. It's inching along from 680 back to St. Stephen's Drive. On 680 northbound again at Stone Valley Road in Alamo, now there is a solo motorcycle accident in lanes 2 and 3. That's got you inching along back to El Cerro Boulevard. Now on the South Bay Peninsula, you've got the Courtney Love, Lana Del Rey show going on right about now, as a matter of fact, at the Shoreline Amphitheater. Still heavy jam-ups on southbound 101 from Rangsdorf Avenue back to Marsh Road in North Fair Oaks. CHP still trying to clear a three-vehicle accident at University Avenue on southbound 101 in Palo Alto, although the crash has been moved out of the road. 237 westbound, you're crawling from Lafayette to northbound 101, and northbound 101, well, still jammed from 237 up to 85. Weatherford BMW of Berkeley has one of the only BMW-certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners, their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW-certified collision repair center with BMW-trained technicians. 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's lose to the Astros again today in Houston, 6-1. No scores between the Giants and the Dodgers over at AT&T Park in the second inning. And, of course, the Warriors back in action tomorrow night. Game 2 of the NBA Western Conference Finals against the Houston Rockets over at Oracle. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Cool, overcast, and wet for the next couple of days. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
And allow a little more time for that commute. You may get slowed down by some slick spots due to showers and drizzle. Mid-50s to low 70s, but by the weekend, temperatures start to do a little bit of a turnaround. Slowly rising Saturday through Monday, looking at nice weather for Memorial Day. It'll feel like spring again, mostly sunny, low 60s to the mid-70s.
But right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly cloudy skies. It's 60 degrees in Santa Rosa, 59 in Concord, 61 in Fairfield, 60 on the beach in Santa Cruz, 58 in Oakland, 60 in San Jose, 57 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Well, if you want to go to Hawaii, we can at least go there on the radio via the telephone with Dr. Leon James from the University of Hawaii. Good afternoon. All right, I guess it is good evening. Or is it still good afternoon?
Afternoon.
It is good afternoon.
Both are true. Both are true. Aloha.
Aloha. It's great to have you on. I don't know. How much road rage do you have in Hawaii? I know we have a lot here in the Bay Area.
I think road rage is a universal phenomenon. So whatever there is traffic, there is road rage. The two go together.
Well, especially there, because I bet that you get a little flummoxed with the people who come and rent cars and drive really slowly looking at all the sights like we do in San Francisco.
Well, and also, Hunt, in case you don't know, Honolulu is very congested. So, you know, we see the same thing. Well, let me ask you this, Doctor. I mean, people talk about the psychology and the biology of road rage, and it seems, and people scratch their heads, well, how is there psychology and biology? Well, If you could explain that. I mean, some consider road rage somewhat of a mental disorder or almost a social disease. Would you say the same thing?
Well, you know, there are different types of road rage. The kind of road rage that we're thinking of where people batter each other or kill each other or, you know, have a really injure each other because of a fight and so on. Those kinds of things are explosive, out of control. But the causes of it is not because the person is crazy or insane. I think each driver of us basically have road rage most of the time, and we're driving around with road rage.
That's right. Yes. And so I read a piece that said, you know, you have to admit to yourself that if you're not an aggressive driver, you at least have road rage at some point of during the week, during the day, during your lifetime, for sure. It's just going to happen. And do you assert that there is a difference between road rage and aggressive driving?
They're very similar, because a lot of times when we are aggressive drivers, we are driving under impaired emotions. Those are road rage emotions. So our judgment is not right. And for instance, often we assume false assumptions that the other person that just got us into a little trouble here did it on purpose because they're inconsiderate. Somebody just forced their way ahead of me. Well, they could have waited. But see, none of these things may be true. And it's our emotions, because we are continually thinking negatively while behind the wheel.
That's the psychology and the biology. Yes. And so Heather offered me this paper that just came out this week, and thus that's why we're speaking with you. So hands down, what annoys people the most, the texter, of course, which is illegal virtually everywhere, the tailgater, the left lane hog, the crawler, and then there's the multitasker, the drifter. And then there's that person that, while the traffic is backed up for a mile, they'll get it, you know, they'll take the exit lane and then cut back in, you know, pretending they're getting off at an exit. And whoops, I'm sorry, I changed my mind.
Yes, that's right. People can really upset each other. And this is why I advocate that unless you want to get sick with stress and pressure, you need to let go. And so, first, we need to let go of our own mental thinking. And second, we need to kind of apologize for other people's aggressiveness. We need to give them, you know, some more leeway to excuse them, so to speak.
Exactly. I feel like traffic is like weather in a way. It's just something that's happening to all of us at the same time. And we just need to kind of deal with it and go with it. And it's also not a blood sport. It's something that you cooperate in. So if any given freeway is going to move better, it's because we're all going to, well, participate and behave and not be changing lanes a million times, because that just ends up slowing down everyone, right?
Exactly. And these are the two ways we can drive. We can drive aggressively and competitively, which means we're slowing things down. Or we can drive cooperatively, which means everybody's going to get through faster, so, and with less danger. So it's very important for people to understand how their driving contributes to the slowing down or speeding up of traffic.
And all those, and all of those offenses that I mentioned, not everybody does all of those things. But when it comes to rage or tailgating or something like that, driving aggressively, you know, most people don't like when other people do it. But if they were admitting it to themselves, they do it themselves at times.
Exactly. And they may not admit it. For instance, in polls, when I ask people, what percentage of drivers around you are aggressive, would you say? And so the average comes out to say 80%. And then another question later is, what percent of the time are you an aggressive driver? And the average comes out to 20%.
That's right.
Which means there's a big gap there.
Denial.
Yes.
A little bit of a disconnect.
It's
right?
That river called denial. Yes. I swear. And you know what? I mean, I find myself doing it too every once in a while. It's like, go faster, move. You know, if you go any slower, I wish I had a tank so I could push you.
Exactly.
Yes.
People have all these fantasies, definitely.
Yeah. And there's also this relationship that goes on with a car where you feel as though, okay, well, I'm in this, very, you know, 2 or 3 ton vehicle. I'm in a safe compartment. I'm in a safe place. Nobody can get to me. So I can go ahead and flip the other person off. But the fact of the matter is you don't always know whether that person over there is as sane as you are or nuttier than you are, and what they, how they
or
may.
Or carrying a gun.
Right. How they may react. Yeah. You just don't know.
You just don't know, and the prime imperative is to retain control of the situation and the vehicle. And if you insult somebody, you lose that control. So I advise everybody, just stay within yourself. Don't notice, don't express, and also be tolerant, because what the mistake that you're mad about that they made, we also make it also all the time.
Okay, 808-0810 if you want to weigh in on road rage, which drives you crazy, and are you guilty of it, and what do you think you've done about it? You know, as I mentioned, Doctor, I sort of think that whole thing that you're in a car, it's kind of a weapon, you're in a protected environment, and you think that nobody can get to you. Well, they can, and it happens all the time, and a lot of accidents are caused by aggressive driving and road rage.
Definitely. And now think of the children who are sitting on the backseat of the car, which I start calling road rage nursery, the backseat of the car, because that's when they get their first exposure to driver ed in the backseat of the car. And then they hear the adult driving enraged, expressing all sorts of negative statements about other drivers, and they learn that. So when we start driving at age 16, bingo, it just comes in automatically, and we drive aggressively. So I think there's a problem here that we are transmitting the generation of road ragers.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I have to admit something. I think this runs in my family. Oh. So when we're talking about the biology, because I think that my father is a big rager. You know, I'm starting to wonder. And I remember that my grandfather was, God bless him.
Thank God I drive more like my father than my mother. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm starting to scare myself. We have to take a break. 808-0810. We'll continue with the doctor. And I'll ask, if we could all just take a pill. Aggression, like depression, has biological roots as well as psychological ones. You know, if we could control the serotonin or dopamine levels that are off balance and have often been linked to impulsive and aggressive behavior in humans and animals. Well, do you think that could calm us down? I don't know. That probably isn't the answer. But one has to wonder, and many doctors have pondered it. It's like, what is going on mentally with people who are driving like they're out of their minds? Is it you or is it the people around you? What bugs you the most about road rage? 808-0810 is the number. If you're outside the Bay, 415-808-0810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. Right now, let's check in. Speaking of traffic, here is Lee Graham.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by your Northern California Toyota dealers. I have good news. In Walnut Creek, 680 northbound at Monument Boulevard, that accident involving an overturned vehicle has been moved out of the road. All lanes are reopened and traffic is relaxing very nicely from Livorno Road. However, 24 eastbound is still jammed from 680 back to St. Stephen's Drive. Now, down in the South Bay along the peninsula, Lana Del Rey and Courtney Love playing the Shoreline Amphitheater tonight. Traffic is still jammed on southbound 101 from North Shoreline Boulevard back to Marsh Road in North Fair Oaks. And 237 westbound, getting better slowly but surely, but you're still stop and go from just about Lafayette to northbound 101. And northbound 101 is, well, still jammed from 237 up to 85. The Toyota Time Memorial Day sales event is on with 0% APR for 60 months plus $2,000 bonus cash on any Prius Liftback, Prius C, or Prius V. Don't miss out. Visit your Toyota dealer today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free trading and investing class so you can check this out. And right now, if you call in and mention Offer Radio 50, Online Trading Academy will comp the class and even send you home with a free $247 home study program. Call right now and reserve your seat while space is still available. Call 888-712-TRADE. Call 888-712-TRADE. Mention Offer Radio 50. Call 888-712-TRADE or online at otaclass.com. That's 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
Nothing makes a statement in a formal or casual living room better than a beautiful sofa. And everybody's got a different idea on just how they want it to look. Well, you can have just the look you want with a custom sofa from California Sofa. Choose your style, select a fabric, even choose your cushion density in the exact dimensions you want. They can customize down to the inch. Usually about a 2 or 3 week turnaround. It's made in California. What is not to love? Exceptional custom sofas, headboards, and chairs made in California. Go to calsofa.com to get started or call 415-454-SOFA. That's 415-454-7632 and make an appointment today. You can stop by the showroom. It's at 993 Francisco Boulevard East in San Rafael. Design a beautiful sofa or accent chair that demonstrates your unique style. CalSofa.com. And currently offering no interest if paid in full within 12 or 18 months on $1,000 or more with your California Sofa Home Design Credit Card.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Kind of painful.
Shall we book another appointment then?
Wonderful.
I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
Big lunch?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, when you buy your clothes at DXL, you look good. But you feel like a rock star. So if you want to look and feel like a... You'll find all the brands you love, waist size 38 and up, all in one awesome store. DXL, you're looking good. Right now, Harbor Bay tees are just $19.99 each when you buy two or more.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And we're talking road rage just in time for one of the biggest driving holidays of the season. Yes, with Memorial Day weekend right around the corner, millions of Americans will be taking to the road and the roads and the highways. And road rage will be a factor even though it's holiday and we should be relaxed and calming down. And the behavior has just become pretty much out of control. Here. And
yeah,
I think
the way to
the world.
Relax is to do the staycation, right? Just stay at home.
Amen. And if you don't mind, Doctor, we have Dr. Leon James from the University of Hawaii as our guest, and he has studied road rage around the United States.
And traffic.
Let's take a call here. And who do we have here, Heather? Go ahead. Just tell me which one.
Robin Napa on line two.
Okay.
My button's not working.
I know your button is not working.
Okay, this is David in Vallejo, but he has a good...
Well, we're going to go to Rob.
There's Robin Napa.
Robin Napa, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Interesting subject, you know, the whole psychology of road rage. I'm old enough to remember when the speed limit was 55, and then when it bumped up to 65, everybody kind of kept it at 65, and then it seemed like... You know, the next decade, the average speed was more like 75, and now it seems like it's 85 is, you know, when the lanes are open. And I'm just wondering if that could contribute to it. And also, it seems like there's a lot less CHPs, which tends to calm people down. So I'll take my answers on the air.
Okay, there.
Where does Rob drive that he can go 90 and there's no CHP? Because I don't see that at all.
Well, nor do we get an opportunity to do those high speeds. A lot of times we're lucky if we can hit the speed limit. But thank you very much for the call. Doctor, yes, would you like to respond?
People love speeding, and there are different kinds of speeding. Most people drive between 10 and 15 miles above the posted speed limit, but in certain locations and areas, you have long stretches and people speed. In Europe, people easily do 80 miles per hour without crashing into each other. So it all depends on the situation. The speed by itself is a problem when you're driving cities and when other drivers are driving slower than you and you're driving faster. That's when the speed becomes a rage issue.
Well, one of the things that is going on here in the Silicon Valley, I'm sure you know this, is the invention of the Google car and the driverless car, which is will be coming up within the next 5-10 years. How do you see that becoming mainstream? And I think that when you comment on this, I'm also curious as how you think the intermingling when this first comes online will how that will go.
Yes, this is going to be a problem. And of course, even if only half of the cars on the road become driverless cars, not really driverless because the driver has to be behind the wheel. But still, if most most of the decisions are made by the car, it becomes an assistive driver program. And I think everything that any kind of assistance we can get mechanically is a good thing.
Okay, very good. Let's go to our next caller.
It's going to be much better.
8080810.
David in Vallejo.
David, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Well, how you doing? Hey, I'm a professional driver. I've had a commercial license since '88, and I'm currently drive coaches, 56 passenger buses. And my pet peeve, my thing that gets me off, is the courtesy of people. It's not there anymore. I'll be driving this rig, and people cut me off all the time. It's like I turn on my turn signals to change lanes, and that gives them the like a send-off to say, hey, time to be stupid.
To floor it, yes, to get around you. Doctor, you want to explain that? Because I can see where they want to not be behind him. Yes. You know, the psychology of that, yes.
That's right. All sorts of situations can arise. So I think some people would do that. It's kind of intimidating. The driver of a semi has to remember it's very intimidating for other people. But still, other people to learn also the issues and problems that semi drivers have.
Yes. No. You don't want to mess with, you know, what would that be?
Or the big
several
buses.
Several tons
yes.
mm-hmm. of metal coming at you. Well, and you need to cut them a huge swath and be, you know, extra polite.
Dr. Leon James, let me go back to the 60s and 70s. Almost every high school had some form of driver's education. I just don't think it's happening anymore. And that has to be a big problem.
It is a problem. Some places are switching to online driver education courses. But I think we need to recognize that driving is a lifelong activity. So there has to be lifelong driver education, not just one course. And this is going to make a huge difference in terms of the number of people that get injured and also the number of road rage situations if people would take this seriously. And I propose that driver renewal could be attached to each person showing that they are continuing to do their lifelong driver improvement exercises.
Right. If you go long periods of time or spans of time without driving, I myself have done that. I just didn't drive much for a few years. And I can tell you, it was a little sketchy when I came out here to California. I was thinking, this is very intimidating.
Yes, because if there are hundreds of cars that you have to have exchanges with in just a few minutes, it's a totally different situation.
Right. Yeah. So I understand where you're coming from. So let me just say what the truly horrible epidemic is the running of the red lights. That's where people die.
Yes, it's really scary because you never know when it's going to happen. Somebody's going to run into you. And all sorts of mechanical devices like the cameras and so on have been tried. But ultimately, it's general education of the driver that we need to take care of so that drivers realize they're not just going to hurt themselves, but they're hurting others. And that's very immoral.
Yes, and you have to live with that for the rest of your life. Who do we have, Heather?
We have Tom in San Jose, and doctor, I know you're not, you know, Buddha, but he kind of wants to know how you can help him relax inside his vehicle.
Yes, doctor.
Well, when something happens immediately and you are scared, adrenaline goes through the blood. So what you need to do is something to counteract that, and you can do breathing. You know, slow breathing. And I also recommend making funny animal sounds or singing if you can sing. But this will interrupt the anger and the frustration and the fear if you can do that.
Thank you, doctor.
That is good advice. So make animal sounds. Which animal do you choose, doctor? I'm kind of curious.
I like big sounds like bears and lions, but you can choose anything you want, and it really makes you laugh or not, but it does affect your breathing, and at the end of the sound, you're no longer angry.
All right. Well,
that's good
advice as people, millions of Americans, take to the road this weekend. I hope that you have a wonderful holiday, and thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you, and once again, aloha to you all.
Aloha. Very nice. And we wish we were there. We like it here, but we wish we were there. All right. Have a good evening, sir. Let's take a break and we'll be back. I have to tell you, it's so funny that he mentioned make the sound of bears. I have a bear story coming up here about aliens.
How crazy is that?
How crazy is
that? I think
that?
I'll
How's
just sing like Mick Jagger.
That's coming up on the Trucks Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hey, neighbor, I see you're watering your lawn again. I don't mean to be nosy, but you do realize there are limits on how many days a week you're allowed to water, right?
What are you now, a water cop? I'll water my lawn as much as I want. It's a free country.
I hear you, neighbor, but we're in a serious drought, the worst ever. If we don't all pitch in and comply with the new water use restrictions, we could be in big trouble.
You really think one person can make a difference?
I do, especially when it comes to outdoor watering. If we want to have enough water for drinking, cleaning, and fighting fires, we need to all do our part. Individual savings add up and make a meaningful difference. In fact, a brown lawn is beautiful. It means you care.
Oh, all right. You don't have to get all sentimental on me. And by the way, you are a nosy neighbor.
California Water Service asks us all to do our part to save precious water supplies and comply with new state water use restrictions. We are here to help. For information on conservation, including programs and rebates available to Cal Water customers, visit calwater.com. And please, use water wisely. It's essential. This message was brought to you by California Water Service, the water utility committed to delivering quality, service, and value since 1926.
It is 8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, a state of emergency in Santa Barbara.
We have 2 miles from shore, a slick totaling about 9 miles.
That oil slick all